Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is going to be another episode in the Jots and Tittles series. The topic of this podcast is five questions about the majority text for its contemporary evangelical and reformed advocates. So I want to offer an introduction, then pose the five questions, and then offer a few words of conclusion. So let's move on to the introduction. Several internet pundits, YouTubers, and critics of the Textus Receptus, like Duane Green and Matthew Everhard, have recently suggested that the proper text of the Greek New Testament may be found in the so-called majority text. That is, the text represented by the majority of currently extant Greek manuscripts. Sometimes the majority text is put forward as a sort of via media between traditionalists on one side who hold to the Textus Receptus and progressives on the other who hold to the modern critical text. Such a view is problematic for several reasons, especially for those who are confessionally reformed and affirm that God's word has been kept pure in all ages, as it famously says in Westminster Confession of Faith, Chapter 1 and Paragraph 8. Let's move on to the five questions. Here are five questions I'd like to see addressed by contemporary evangelical and especially reformed advocates for the majority text. Question number one. If the majority text is the preserved true text of the Greek New Testament, why were there no printed editions of it completed until the late 20th century? See the editions of Farstad and Hodges, The Greek New Testament According to the Majority Text, second edition, 1985. And how does this fit with the doctrine that God's Word has been kept pure in all ages? Second question. If the majority text is the preserved true text of the Greek New Testament, why did God in His providence not allow the Protestant reformers and Protestant Orthodox to recognize it as such and make it the standard for their scholarship, preaching, and Bible translations? Relatedly, how was the Protestant Reformation able to succeed and be blessed by God without ever having access to the supposedly true Bible? Third question. If the majority text is the preserved true text of the Greek New Testament, why have no widely used Protestant translations of it ever been made in any language? In fact, the only New Testament translation of the majority text in English that is currently in print that I know of is that which has been independently published on Amazon by Wilbur Pickering in 2013. It's titled The Sovereign Creator Has Spoken, subtitled Objective Authority for Living. As far as I know, there are currently no churches anywhere in the world which make liturgical use of a New Testament translated from the majority text in their worship. Our friends may respond that even though there are no viable translations of the majority text widely available or practically in use today, they can still have access to it either through translations based on the TR, like the New King James Version, which seems to be a favorite of many who are advocates for the majority text, or on translations based on the modern critical text, like the ESV. This, however, means that they must approve and commend editions of the Bible to their congregations, which either contain passages they do not believe are original and inspired, such as Acts 8:37 and 1 John 5:7 and 8 in TR-based translations, or that omit or cast doubts on passages that they do believe are inspired, like the traditional ending of Mark 16:9-20, the woman taken in adultery, John 7:53-8:11, in modern critical text-based translations. Duane Green has done a number of video casts where he has doggedly asked which TR. But to my knowledge, he has never addressed the question, which majority text, or which majority text translation? I hope we'll get answers from him and other majority text advocates soon. Fourth question. Given that the majority text is sometimes affirmed as the preserved true text of the Greek New Testament in part based on its usage in the Greek-speaking Eastern Church, why does the current standard printed edition of the Greek New Testament used by the Eastern Orthodox Church, that is the Patriarchal Edition of 1904, essentially follow the Textus Receptus and not the majority text? For example, it includes Acts 8:37 and 1 John 5:7 and 8 without brackets or explanatory notes. Fifth question. If you affirm the majority text as the preserved true text of the Greek New Testament, what do you do with places in the New Testament, as in the book of Revelation, where there is no clear majority text? Must Christians be perpetually uncertain as to what the authoritative text of these passages is? Let's move on to the conclusion. In the end, I think we can see that the majority text is not really a viable option for traditional Protestant Christians who hold to the providential preservation of the Word of God. The only viable Protestant option, in my humble opinion, for the Greek New Testament remains the Textus Receptus, the traditional text of the Protestant Reformation. In the providence of God, it was the consensus printed text of the Reformation and post-Reformation eras, and the basis for all their vernacular translations of the Bible into the various languages of Europe, and then through missions into the languages of people all over the world. And it is still widely used by Bible-believing Christians and churches around the world today. Well, this is going to bring this episode of Jots and Tittles to a conclusion. Hope that you'll find this edifying and encouraging, and I will look forward, along with you, to see if we get a response from some of the evangelical and reformed advocates from the majority text. I certainly look forward to hearing their answers to these five questions. We will look forward to speaking to you in the next episode of Jots and Tittles. Till then, take care and God bless.